Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose here on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. The ESPN app, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio. We are right there. Morning, guys.
Morning. What's up, Max?
What's up? I got some sleep last night. That's right. First time in like a week. Oh, yeah.
How did you sleep? What's that? Game's on.
Yep. Nope. Wasn't staying up for the late game. Not going to happen.
Sacramento,
baby. It kills me the start time because game one was so good. But come on, man. You started at 10 o'clock. Stop it. We got to get up at 4 in the morning.
I got to get up. I got to get up early.
I got three and a half in.
Three and a half's not enough.
I got I probably got two and a half with a, you know, one of them.
The real deep.
Wait,
the real hard fades.
You kind of fade out. You dream. You're awake. Yeah. You wake up. You're like, that didn't even count, man. I dreamt.
Did that happen?
Know? Yeah, hold on.
Did that actually happen?
Whatever you were drinking is spilled on the couch now.
But you can nap in the middle of the day. When you get up from a long nap, it's almost like a little mini night sleep.
You turn off your phone. You
got to work out. You got to work out in the middle of the day.
It's kind of pain, but it's kind of painful. Still doing waking up from that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the back.
I have to.
All right.
I have
to. Getting the workout. You're getting up real sweat.
I do.
Okay. Max got the big old office, the giant size office overlooking the river. You need to put a couch in there, man. Close the blinds and get you an hour, dog.
Almost.
Max doing it. You know, Max doing it.
All right. Listen. You know who else is doing it? So Draymond got ejected last night,
man,
right?
Bad. That's the womp, womp, womp.
Can we leave with Sacramento won the game? No? No?
We'd have to check the population of the market first.
I understand.
So that you know.
Jay, we're doing a radio
big
show.
Subject
That's right.
picture. Draymond Green ejected. Let's just start with Sacramento is up
2-0.
If your city has fewer than 2 million population, lower than 2, we can't even talk about you.
That's all I'm trying to state.
Golden State. LeBron James.
Golden State lost.
Steph Curry.
Sacramento won. Yes.
I'm just giving you what we...
Malik Monk. Go ahead, tell him.
No. De'Aaron Fox. Just put respect on the name.
100%.
That's all I ask. 2-0. Light the beam. It's one of the best stories in basketball nobody talks about.
Yep.
We can get into the stomp. We'll get into the fact that Steph Curry, even though he put up points, is taking horrible shots because Davion Mitchell is meeting his ass up at the top full length
off
of the court.
Off night.
And the fact that they have turned the ball over 20-plus times because Sac is defending the lights out of this. It's what they're doing is incredible.
Davion Mitchell was born to guard a dude like Steph, right? Like a little guy who's tenacious defensively.
In his bag all the time.
Yeah.
And you did all of that, Jay, right? To do what? To go back to talking about Golden State in the stomp. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You did all of that.
I'm just saying.
Can we admit the last time Steph
has been down 0-2 in the series was 2007.
Can we admit that off night's the best nickname in sports? I would say so.
Okay.
Davion Mitchell, right? Isn't that it? Coming out of college was off night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beast, man. Him, Malik Monk, Harrison Barnes, who used to be on Golden State.
I'd like to see more offense from him, though. From Davion
who?
Mitchell.
Why? Because he made a big three in the corner.
Yeah, because he has the potential to be a better offensive player, I think.
You know, Davion Mitchell last night, Jay, I had to go and Google to make sure he wasn't related to Donovan Mitchell. Just because of
everyone thought coming out of college. Same size.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
But one's a way better defender than the other.
How could they not be cousins, at least?
I was like, I wonder if they related. Let me.
They got to be at least second cousins. They just don't know it, Key. Like, it's got to be. So Draymond's ejected when Sabonis grabs his ankle and Draymond antagonized, stomps on him. Now, I don't think the ankle grab or the stomp looked over like super hard to me, but they both
WWE stomp.
Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan did more damage to each other than
Then why the push off though?
Because if he's pushing, that hurts. He was already acting before the stomp.
He's like, well, where was? We'll hear the sound from Draymond. Do we want to hear from Draymond about what actually went down?
Yes, but first let me just say Mark Spears, our friend Mark Spears, writes, Warrior star Draymond Green asked for an X-ray on his right ankle after the Game 2 loss.
What?
To the host Kings after feeling soreness, source confirmed to Anscape and ESPN.
What?
Source adds, Green believes the injury came when Kings star Domantas Sabonis grabbed his ankle before the stomp. Here is Draymond Green after the game. You're going to hear the question too. What happened between you and Domantas Sabonis?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
Key, wait, put the monitor on us here. Put the monitor.
Look at that job by Sabonis. Ah! Yeah, come on.
Because the guy's grabbing him.
Yeah, but don't make it that obvious, Key. You already stopped him. You got away with it. Then you had to jump off his sternum.
Yeah, but there's no other way.
Oh, stop it. You don't even believe yourself.
No, he's restricting Draymond from movement.
Key, wait. Well, first off, let's acknowledge this. Domantas Sabonis, that was a dirty play to grab his ankle. Dirty play, right?
Yes.
If we're really talking about realistically, you put your foot down because you think you're about to run. As soon as you recognize that your foot is on another man's chest, you don't then jump off and lift yourself from it. So he embellished it. Now, do I think it deserved a flagrant 2 for ejection? Probably not. Probably not. But there's also history, Key, with Draymond Green. And this is what frustrates me about him sometimes. If you have a history of driving recklessly, okay? It's like me walking up to a bike and Max looking at me and be saying, Jay, yeah.
Maybe, like,
you're right. I probably shouldn't have jumped on it. Draymond, same thing here, right? If you're going to react in that moment and you have a history, they're probably going to react more so to your history than just the action itself.
Got a reputation.
Yeah. It's your reputation precedes your it precedes yeah. yourself, yeah. right?
100%.
So, no, at what point? Come on, Dre.
There's no question, Jay, that his reputation is on full board. When they have their pregame meetings as referees, they say, hey, okay, remember we got Draymond tonight, da-da-da-da. That information is out there, no question about it. And you could say he was goaded into it and they baited him. You could say all of those sort of things. Having played, Jay, and having played professional football, NBA, and college at yourself, if somebody grabs your moneymaker, you're going to react a certain way. That's just the reality of it. I've seen it too many times when guys go for the legs. The first thing athletes do is they react a certain way.
Yeah.
We don't want you touching our lower body.
So you disagree period. With the ejection?
I do disagree with the ejection.
I'm okay with that.
One guy is a corporate as well, which is Sabonis on the ground grabbing. So if Draymond should get ejected, they should have ejected him too.
Key,
they should have went and looked at the video.
It's the reaction.
I disagree. I disagree.
Reaction.
Look, watch. Just watch the play unfold. It's on ESPN2 right now. There's a stop. Maybe you get away with that. Then you jump
you're
up
not
for
listening.
Everyone
you're not
to
listening,
see
Max,
you. Look,
Max,
look.
You're not listening, man. You're not listening.
I heard.
If somebody has your ankle and they're grabbing and holding on to it and you're trying to move and you're restricted, many things could happen because that individual right there, he's pretty damn strong.
Key, when he took the leg away, that's
well,
one thing.
Then.
I get that part. But he brought it down on him intentionally. And what's weird
of
is...
Of course, because Sabonis intentionally grabbed him.
I get it. But Sabonis did it slick, and Draymond did not. Sabonis got away with a veteran move, and Draymond didn't. He
Key, the veteran move
it.
Was when somebody pushes you and you fall back, you feel like you just grab it, right? Now, dirty, fine. But it's a veteran move. You're falling backwards. You get pushed. Somebody's leg is there. It hits you in the head. You kind of grab it, right? But, like, the thing when it happens that way for Draymond, you're like, Draymond, don't put yourself in that position.
Yes, because that is true.
Because at the end of the day, what happened throughout the rest of the game, they were down 5 at that time. Golden State came back. They had to play Kevon Looney. Mm-hmm. Kevon Looney was in drop coverage. If Draymond Green was involved in all those pick and rolls in which De'Aaron Fox lit their tails up.
Possible different outcomes.
They maybe walk away from that 1-1.
Jay,
you
know what's interesting?
He hurt the team. There's no question about that. I'm just explaining why he did it.
Look at the video again, guys. Jay, you've been hit with a solar plexus shot. I'm sure you used to spar and stuff, right? Or a shot in the sternum. What would happen if you got hit there and it actually hurt you?
It would take knock the wind out of it.
Yeah, but not only that, your posture would be to fold up. This dude was laid out straight.
Oh, it's acting
and
beautifully.
pounding the hardwood.
Wait, and then, Key, I can't help it. I mean, this is
just because
Key, because we've seen Key. Maybe this is me, like growing up watching '90s NBA early. Like dudes will really get hit hard, and come back and play. So like after the game, when Woj tweets out. Well, the x-rays on the sternum and the chest. And
the x-rays.
We're still waiting for results. I'm like, now we're really selling it. Smart by Sacramento. Smart by Sabonis. I get it. But it wasn't that serious. It wasn't that serious.
They both went for x-rays.
X-rays returned negative on Sabonis' sternum, and it appears he's avoided injuries. Sources tell ESPN. He will undergo additional testing on Tuesday as
a precaution.
That's
what the Sacramento Kings PR or medical staff told Woj, right? They told him that, so Woj is going with it. It's not like Woj is sitting there and – just like looking at the examination himself, he's being told the information because that's what it is.
That's what it is. It's almost like there was an old show on HBO called Bob and Dave. This reminds me of a Bob and Dave sketch. Like they keep upping the ante, right? First, he grabs Draymond's leg. Draymond acts like he's about to die. So he stomps on Sabonis. Not that hard. Sabonis acts crazy. Draymond, everything's exaggerated. Draymond jumps off him, right? Then they both go to the hospital for x-rays. What's next?
You have to get the x-rays because I have to make you look bad now.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. They keep exaggerating more and more.
Oh, I'm going to show up the next day with oxygen mask.
Coming in a wheelchair.
Bandage on my
IVs.
Chest. Like, I'm having such a hard time breathing. Chest contractions.
And then people are going to say Draymond is extremely dirty, which at times he...
So is Sabonis. Know. Sabonis does a little... Sabonis always does little nasty stuff here and there, though.
Sabonis started it, but he was smart in the way he did it. Draymond didn't really cause any damage, but made a big show of it as if he did.
So let me ask you this. So how else is he supposed to retaliate, Mr. Kellerman?
You sneak him when no one's looking in a slick way away with.
How you going to sneak? And I'm Draymond. I can't sneak.
See, that's the problem.
Draymond, I cannot sneak.
But also,
all eyeballs are watching every move I make.
But you're right about that. But he's so competitive. He doesn't want you to win that little moment from him. That's the problem with Draymond. That's what LeBron recognized when he got him ejected, right?
Yeah.
Draymond doesn't want a guy, especially in that space, like he's the bully, to get one up on him.
Can I state a bigger point? Who won a championship last year?
Golden State Warriors.
Oh, and they're down 0-2 to that little cute team in Northern California.
Space and pace.
Key, I think you referred to
them.
Yeah, Sacramento. They're cute. Do you say ride the beam?
Yeah.
It's light the beam.
Light the beam.
This guy is saying ride the beam. The disrespect here. Ridiculous.
Look.
What?
Look at the stop. Look. What is that?
What?
Jay was like, that's an exact. Jay, you did it perfectly. That's exactly what he looked like. Can we see that again side by side?
What is that?
This is unbelievable.
Who jumps off somebody's chest like
Jay,
a
Jay, you're riding the beam.
Well, he had to jump over because Sabonis' leg was going up in the air.
Oh,
so he had to jump
it.
Over him.
Oh, stop.
See, look at the leg in the air. He had to jump over him.
It's the same thing. Look at this. It's the same thing. That's a good imitation. All right.
All right, Draymond going to get y'all. That wasn't me, Draymond.
Talk about us on the volume. We'll
That's
take
Max.
It. We need the promotion for the show.
Absolutely.
Come at us, Draymond.
Draymond Green's a media star. He talks about you. You're doing well.
Draymond don't want no smoke.
How will Jalen Hurts' contract, is the question, affect Lamar Jackson, KJM?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking NFL news, a mega payday for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl. He got the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
He's earned it, not just because of his exceptional play on the field, but his leadership as well.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by the man himself, ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano. Morning, Dan.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dan.
Rizzo, how we doing?
What's up? Danny, my man.
Good. I like the you, Draymond man. Impression. That was good.
You know, watching them again side by side, I think Draymond's was more over the top.
Shockingly.
Mine was pretty over the top.
Yeah, it was really good. It looks the same. Look at that. Look at this. Oh, there's goodness. Draymond on Sabonis, like and there's Jay.
Like he's a trampoline.
Same thing.
Yeah, impressive.
Imagine if a guy stepped on the side of your rib cage.
That would hurt.
Oh, will you stop, Key? Come on,
what do you
man.
Mean stop?
That was strictly WWE, brother.
Side by side.
Look, it's totally ridiculous. Like
Sabonis, only dude ever to get caught in the solar plexus and stretch out instead of curl up. Wait, look. Now he stretches straight out.
Man, I used to be able to jump and look athletic. That doesn't.
You were awesome.
40-inch vert.
You were awesome.
I didn't think people really know. I think
I forgot.
Yeah. Damn, what do you make of this Jalen Hurts deal and the Philadelphia Eagles putting it together?
Good deal for Jalen Hurts. I like that could he have waited? Like, if he waits till, like, one of the others comes in, Burrow or Lamar or whoever, could he have gotten more? Probably. But, like, this kind of tracks with what we know about Jalen, right? Like, he wanted it out of the way before they started the offseason program. No muss, no fuss, no questions. No, it's a really good deal for a guy that was a second-round pick right after they extended the previous quarterback. Like, he was never supposed to play for the Eagles, like, in their ideal world, right? They had just signed Carson Wentz to a long-term deal, and they figured this guy can be a nice backup, or maybe we can trade him, whatever. It's a great – I think it's one of the best – like NFL stories of the last half decade is where Jalen Hurts has come from and what he's made himself into. I think he deserves every penny of it, and I think it's great to see. I wrote something for .com about what effect it'll have on the quarterback deals to come, and I'm sure we'll get into that. But I also think it's worth a moment to say congratulations to a guy that's made himself into something special.
Had he been a first round pick, like you said, where he's come from, right?
Yeah,
you know, battling
and benched in college.
Yeah,
and
all that.
Stuff.
If he was a first round pick, do we look at this deal differently?
I mean, maybe, but I mean, like,
based on his body of work and the things as a first round pick, the body of work, the things that he's done, leading a team to a Super Bowl, in the playoffs, the first year he's a full time starter.
Yeah.
Are we looking at this deal
that would have probably been expected, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't for him because, again, there was a quarterback in place that the team was supposedly committed to long term. So the fact that he ever even got a shot for the Eagles, let alone got this good this quick, led them to a Super Bowl, and is right now at this moment the highest paid player in the sport, I think that's incredible.
So then what quarterback has more leverage to get their money? A quarterback that got themselves to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
or a quarterback that's won themselves an MVP?
Well, I think that's probably about the same. Like, if Lamar Jackson wanted to do this deal, like this exact deal at these numbers and this structure, I think the Ravens would have done it yesterday. I mean, like, I think this is the kind of thing the Ravens are talking about when they talk about the structure. But Lamar has, to our understanding, been dead set on getting more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson got. If you look at this deal, like, Hurts didn't get half as much guaranteed money as Deshaun Watson. He got $110 million guaranteed at signing. Watson's $230. That's the number Jackson has in mind. So if Lamar is fixated on the guarantees, then there's really not a lot of point in comparing because, you know, this deal doesn't really help his case. This deal fits with the rest of the quarterback market. If the Ravens' position has been the Browns contract with Deshaun Watson is an outlier. The Browns are nuts. We shouldn't follow them. We should follow what everybody else is doing with their quarterback. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, et cetera, et cetera. This helps the Baltimore's case and hurts Lamar's.
Doesn't it suggest two things, though? I mean, might it not suggest the following two things? One, that the owners are colluding because they see the 230 from Deshaun. They said, I mean, they were vocal about it when it happened. Bashotti of the Ravens. No, right? And sure enough, everyone is, they don't even want to touch 200, mm-hmm. it seems, right? And two, that's from their point of view. And two, that maybe Lamar doesn't want to be in Baltimore. What do you think about those two ideas?
Well, on the first one, I think we've talked about this a few times. Like, I think you can have effective collusion without it being like capital C collusion. Like, I don't think there's a meeting where everybody gets together and says, don't give Lamar Jackson his contract.
I think
there's a general understanding of like this deal that Hurts did fits in the kind of structure that NFL teams want to do. It keeps the salary cap numbers low early on. It's long enough, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's an understanding of this is how we'd prefer to do things. So you have the effects of collusion without it being sort of formalized, I think. Hmm. And in terms of the second, I think things have gotten sour between Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. I don't believe this process started with him not wanting to be there. I think they wanted him there and he wants to be there. Or they wanted him there and he wanted to be there. Now the relationship, I think, needs patching up. And I think he would be eager to hear from someone else about a contract offer. He just hasn't.
Yeah, I'd like to see this Jalen Hurts deal on paper, though. I really like to see the structure, the little fine details that's inside of it, mm-hmm. what's his payout,
right.
What's the real money he's going to earn, all of those sort of things. I think it's extremely important. Dan, what does this do, though, for the next two guys outside of Lamar in line, in Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert?
See, I think that's where the comparisons are a little easier to make, right? Because unless one of those guys is going to do what Lamar's doing and fixate on getting the guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson got, then I think you can expect it to be similar to, you know, what Hurts got. I think if you're Joe Burrow and Hurts went first, you can make the case to get more, right? I think if you're Justin Herbert, you can probably make that same case, but maybe your case isn't as strong because Burrow and Hurts have been to Super Bowl and you haven't. But I think the thinking coming into this offseason was all these deals were going to come in north of $50 million a year. I think it'll be interesting to see if anybody can get close to 55 out of this group. And to Key's point, you know, the structure matters. Like, that, how much guaranteed money? When do you get it? You know, how much becomes guaranteed after a certain number of years? All that kind of stuff. That's where the details, you know, matter in terms of being able to keep those cap numbers low. If you're the Bengals, are you able to also sign T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase to their extensions and keep the team around Burrow strong? Is that a factor in Burrow's thinking when he does the contract? So all those kinds of questions are yet to be answered. But I do think that this is a deal that sets the floor and sets some parameters for those deals to come.
Quickly, Dan, I've been talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If I'm the Packers, mm-hmm. the reason I'm waiting until the draft mm-hmm. is that I have no other way of being sure that this is the Jets' best and final.
Right.
Right? So, therefore, I have to wait until the draft.
No reason not to.
Similarly, if I'm Lamar Jackson, they told me to go make my market. There's no market. I wonder why. However, now there are other guys making the market for me, Hurts and Herbert and Burrow. Why would I not wait until all of their deals are done? Therefore, why would Lamar ever hit the field until they're all done? If they're not all done this offseason, why would he start the season with the Ravens?
No, I would wait. I mean, like, I think if there's a mistake that Jalen Hurts made, it was not waiting until at least one of those other deals was done. But again, it sounds like the deal was plenty good enough and he wanted it done and out of the way, and I can't fault him for that. But yeah, I would want to be the last one to go of this group because, especially, you're Lamar Jackson. You've accomplished more than any of these guys have. I mean, I guess you haven't been to the Super Bowl. You've won MVP, right? So, like, you've been excellent for longer. Yeah, you probably have the case once Burrow and Herbert and Hurts are in to say, yeah, okay, fine, that's great. I'll do exactly that, but a little more.
You better go before Dan, Max, or all the money's going to be gone, man.
And then, by the way, Patrick Mahomes come in. The Chiefs will redo his deal at the end of all this, and he'll make more than everybody else.
And that's what Key pointed to, why, in fact, Jalen Hurts would do just this kind of deal, because like Mahomes, it's palatable for the team, it helps their cap, and you get right back into the deal in a couple years. You wind up making $500 million by the time all is said and done.
Remember, Hurts has made like $4.5 million in his NFL career in salary. Joe Burrow's made 30.6. Like, they're very different circumstances with those first round picks.
But I guess if you're Lamar Jackson, you've been injured the way you've been. You're looking at it saying, do I want to wait another 3 years with the same scheme? Like,
I don't know what the path to a resolution is for Lamar and the Ravens, but they're still at it. Yep.
That is Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, I'm not sure if
you're aware. The grand dog, thanks for joining us.
Dan can be seen across ESPN platforms on such hit shows as...
This Just In.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Yep, a guy who works on This Just In, he also works for KJM.
That's right. Whatever they need, man.
I always say he works for KJM first, and then
whatever they need.
Well, that's
chronologically,
true. Jalen Hurts got paid. But does Key have Jalen Hurts in his top five, KJM?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Ooh, here we go. I am very interested to hear this. Key's top five quarterbacks. Lot to choose from. These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Take it away, Key.
It's not really it's a top five, but it's not a number. It's just Patrick Mahomes is he's got the penthouse all at the villa. He's got the villa on the other end of the island. And everybody else is just kind of bunched up together. And you kind of look at it, you say Patrick Mahomes is at the top of the heat. Then for me, despite what he's done recently in Green Bay, I like Aaron Rodgers still at number two for me. I just like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Then you got, like, Joe Burrow's in the mix. Then you got Lamar Healthy Jackson in the mix. Then we start talking, is it Josh Allen or is it Jalen Hurts? For me, because of what Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, although they didn't win, I slide Hurts in there. So he's kind of in the four spot. Then I go with a Josh Allen. Then there's a Deshaun. Then there's a Justin Herbert. And that's pretty much the list of quarterbacks for me. Now, however you want to slice it, because I would say and I would argue if Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers are off the board, Joe Burrow, Jackson Hurts, Allen, Deshaun, Justin Herbert, they're all on the board. I think you're happy with any of them if they fall to you. That's the way I look at the quarterbacks.
Key, I hear you, and I like the way you do it. You're not taking an arbitrary number. You're saying, look, I'm going to count until the level changes, right? But if you had to take five, you're saying Mahomes?
I would say
Rodgers,
Patrick
too.
Mahomes. I would say Rodgers. I would say Joe Burrow, Jackson, along with Jalen Hurts for my
five.
Money.
You know what? Yeah,
so you take Josh Allen out of the top five.
Look, Josh Allen is cute. He's big. He's strong.
He's cute.
We want him to be great. We've been pushing him to be great over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and he's a beast. Come on, let's be honest. He's a beast.
I said he's great. He's good. He's a good cute quarterback.
Cute is nothing, the opposite of beast.
Exactly. You know? Can't say cute and beast.
I wouldn't say cute. Key. He got a
he's
cannon.
A beast.
For
he's just not your top five.
Josh Allen's going to be a legend
He has a cannon. But guess what he also has? He's a turnover machine.
Now, Key, let me ask you this.
Okay, other guys up here, they're not turnover machines.
Josh Allen, the one knock on him is that intermediary touch, right? Key, those, you know, 7, 8, 9 yards. I mean, I see passes that he throws to Diggs, and they're like rockets, and it's like an 8-yard slam. I'm like, yeah, it's a rocket.
Because he doesn't know how to manipulate the football yet.
So that's the one thing that kind of hinders him, right? I mean, he does everything else extremely well.
I mean, look, man, the dude is good. And when I say cute, I'm talking about cute as far as what we try to do. We build guys all the way up because we're waiting for them to take the next step. We do it in all sports. And I look at Jalen Hurts. We did not build him up. And guess what he did? He took the next step, okay? He took the next step after 2 years as a full-time starter. He wound up at the regular season into the playoffs. His team was in the Super Bowl within points of winning the Super Bowl. He had an all-time performance at the quarterback position in the Super Bowl. And then Lamar Jackson's won an MVP, okay? Joe Burrow's taken a team to the Super Bowl. If it wasn't, as Max continues to try to say, if it wasn't for Aaron Donald, maybe he throws a touchdown, they win the Super Bowl. And then Aaron Rodgers is just Aaron Rodgers, man. That's why the New York Jets are trying to get Aaron Rodgers. And Patrick Mahomes, obviously, again, Jay, he's in that villa that you like to rent out in Turks and Caicos on the far end.
Yeah.
I understand the list. I like the list. It's not my list, but you know, it's your list. But I get it. Lamar, I would say, though, given Lamar Jackson's last two seasons, I would have Lamar second to Mahomes if he's healthy. He's missed 5 games in each of the last 2 years. I got to drop him because of that, right? So.
But it's not your list.
And I understand, but we're commenting on it. And Aaron Rodgers, I get why you want to put him second. Last year, he had a sub-40 QBR and did not make the playoffs. So, you know, but I get not having Josh Allen there right outside the top five. I understand that. Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Justin Herbert's cool, man, but but he's a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, I get it.
All these other dudes on this list, they won playoff games, man.
So wait,
or Super Bowl.
You're saying there are 8 dudes who are separating themselves, who have separated.
Key, so if Patrick Mahomes is on that other side of Turks and Caicos in that private villa, it's a nice villa. It's a nice villa, by the way. It's really spacious. Walk right out to the ocean.
Infinity pool.
I love it. Where's Aaron Rodgers on the island? Is he?
Man, he's close to Patrick Mahomes, but he's kind of
starting to come in the middle of the island.
The tennis court is in between those two. He needs to start winning. We cannot keep betting on the sexiness of his arm and his manipulation of the football in the 4 MVPs. We've got to start to really hone down on him winning.
Is he in the pool house?
I got one more, Key.
He's in the pool house, Key.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers. He's not on the water. He's on the pool house.
No, he's got a nice villa.
On the opposite side of the tennis court?
No, he's got a nice villa. He's just on the opposite side of the tennis court.
He's inland.
He's not on the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not on the ocean. Yeah.
He shares the same court.
There's no dock at his place.
For the 300-foot yacht
like at yours. It's just not like that.
Hey, I got one more for you. So I like what you said, Keith. Like, there are 8 quarterbacks by my count that you're saying, look, after this, the level falls. The 8 are Mahomes, according to you, Rodgers, Burrow, Lamar, Jalen Hurts, that's 5, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, that's 8.
Yeah.
How about, I know he hasn't done it a long time, but he was one of the best quarterbacks in football.
I can't do it. Last 10 games of the season,
he won a playoff game.
Trevor Lawrence. Can't do it. Not yet.
What? He's been in the league for like a couple of years.
From what you saw, you think he's different than the other guys?
I do, but he's not top 10. He's not upper echelon, not right now.
He fits in.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
But look, there's 8.
Him first.
There's 8, then he could come out of there depending on the next 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Because he's still got a lot to look, man. Yeah. The dude could be a pumpkin. I don't think he will be. But what if he turns into a pumpkin?
Yeah.
But
also,
I
want to
see him
or go to the
I want to see him follow up last year with this upcoming year with that same caliber of play.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's okay.
Especially in the playoffs. Like, I want to see that version
what
of Trevor Lawrence
consistently. What do you suspect is
going to
happen? What do you suspect?
I don't know.
What do you say?
I'm not a genie.
You're a betting man, though.
I am a betting
man. I suspect he's going to do similar things as he did a year ago.
Me too.
I suspect that.
Do you suspect in a year he'll be on this list, so there'll be nine dudes?
I don't know. Yeah, I just – Jacksonville has a lemon head taste in my mouth at the end of the sugar. It gets real sour.
For whatever reason, right?
Yeah, for whatever reason. It's Jackson.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's Jacksonville.
But now you got a coach who's won a Super Bowl and
change
the number one overall pick.
Change it up.
Greatest
change
prospect
up, look
since
up.
Andrew Luck and all this.
It's just Jacksonville.
Got the long blonde hair, 6'6", you know?
I know. His Family Guy, first one in, last one out. He's
checks
certainly deserves it.
Got he's not doing any Fast and Furious commercials, though, like Bronny James.
No, CJ. Here's what I'm
going to
say.
I'm just saying. Trevor Lawrence isn't doing commercials like Bronny James.
I am going to move things forward here for you, Max.
Yeah.
As we continue to move KJM forward, I want you to tease up next, and then we can get out before Jay gets us all in trouble.
Well, I'm just.
Are we headed for a quarterback slide in the upcoming draft?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Joined now by Bobby Marks, ESPN NFL front office insider.
Who? Good morning. How are you?
Bobby Marks, ESPN NFL front office insider.
That is factually incorrect.
Come on, man. Bobby Marks, NFL insider?
I didn't realize that Bobby switched over.
What'd I do?
NFL, man. How did I let that
Bobby
get past
Marks,
me?
NBA. Come on, man. I not know. NFL.
All right, listen. We're doing a lot of stuff here. Our quarterback's headed
don't
for a slide.
Don't try to skip over that. Look are at you.
You right. about the gloss
let's
over
talk,
real
right,
quick.
Yeah,
real quick.
Who could possibly understand how I said NFL instead of NBA? It's like when someone says Russell Wilson instead of Russell Westbrook. Oh, how could they have made that mistake?
You're the first one to make fun of people for messing up words.
No, but you're on television. You're on television,
other people
Max.
I know.
You're on television.
Yes.
Okay, and it's a large audience. Mm. Your stuff's supposed to be correct and right at all times.
I just want,
nevertheless.
Who messes up words more, Key, myself, or Max?
Good question.
I wonder who wins that race.
Should we put it on a poll?
Yeah, we should do a poll.
Or we should have a counter. We should just literally count it. So someone in
messing
the control
up words or
yeah.
Messing up words, sayings,
names.
I don't think we can count that high.
If you're Key, if you make a single even hesitation on a commercial read, you hear Key.
Oh, Key giggles
in the background.
Like a, first off, Key
anything,
laughed
even
at
like
me
a little hesitation.
You know why?
Key
you know what, do you really want to know? You really want to know why though?
Why is that?
I giggle at both of you because you come off as so damn smart. And never make a mistake doing
why
anything.
Why do you flinch your neck like that?
I'm also very smart, but I make
yeah, you come off so
smart.
I went
so
to Duke.
You
I went to Columbia.
You went to USC. You're like,
look at Key's face if you're watching ESPN, too.
What I'm saying, that's how you guys come off like, oh, I went to Duke and Chapel Hill and
no, Duke's not in Chapel Hill. Don't ever do that. No.
Okay, same thing, North Carolina.
It's not the same thing.
Next
that's
door,
not the same right thing. That's saying USC is, yeah, no, it's
and
not the
UCLA,
same thing.
UCLA, right?
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Please.
So now you're going to get mad at me.
Yes, because okay, you will so get mad at me if I say
okay,
USC
Raleigh,
was the
Durham.
Same thing.
Raleigh, Durham, whatever,
Durham,
same thing.
Durham.
Durham, okay, same thing.
Not the same thing. NC State's in Raleigh.
It
Duke
Max,
is in Durham.
Oh, I went to Columbia. Our football team wasn't great until Marcellus Wiley came.
That's right. He knows. Yeah, I only have about five or six stories.
That's,
okay, so that's
you,
one of them.
Jordan.
And don't confuse it with
man.
NYU.
Seriously,
Are quarterbacks headed for a slide in this draft? That's what I want to know. Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider. Listen to this one from NFL Live.
What if the run on quarterbacks gets a little bit delayed? What if it's a little bit later to start than people thought? We've been hearing about quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not going to happen, I don't believe, in this draft. And what would happen if and when we've seen Carolina make the move up right away for a quarterback at 1, but we haven't seen anybody trade up to 2 when Houston's open to listening. We haven't seen anybody trade up to number 3 because you know what? I think Indianapolis thinks there's a real chance right now that they could sit right where they are at 4 and get potentially the second quarterback in this draft. There's a chance we might not see a quarterback go at 2 or even 3, and there might not be a team that trades up because the value in that isn't what we thought it would be. So Indianapolis may be sitting there with its pick in the litter, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis or CJ Stroud. That could happen. That's a possibility right now.
Well, I mean, how many drafts, I wonder, guys, are the top 2 quarterbacks both excellent? Right? Both turn out to be excellent.
Oh, God. I would now have to – well, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff for a short period of time were both excellent. Both of them led their team to the Super Bowl, although Carson Wentz didn't play in that Super Bowl. He certainly put him in a position before Nick Foles finished the deal.
But you know what, Key? I really want to – you're right. That's a weird one because Carson Wentz got hurt, but he had a great season until then. Yeah, he was never the same after that. I'm talking about guys – who justify that next contract where you put him top of the market, you go, that was a good idea.
I would argue at that time that both Jared Goff and Carson Wentz got their extensions. They justified them at that time. At the time.
I know, at the time, I still wouldn't have given it to him, but I hear you.
Yeah, it's hard to not give somebody an extension that you see that just led your team to a suit. It's hard.
Yeah, and Goff looked good with the Rams. He did.
Yeah, at that time, but that nevertheless, this – particular, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, why is it every? I know every year in the draft we make the conversation around the quarterbacks, and we do like we see their throws, and it's like, oh, it goes viral, and it's always talk. But like realistically, just because there are good quarterbacks in the draft, other teams have other needs. Like, why is it mind boggling for people that Indianapolis could get their pick of the litter at 4
if they choose to go that route?
Yeah, why is that such a hot take? Is that a hot take?
Well, because what happens in the NFL draft every single year, as you know, Jay, and I tell you this all the time, by the time we get to April 27th, this thing will come around full circle again, just like it always does.
Keep
right?
Packaging dudes up over and over again.
Oh, man,
we got too much time to talk about it and think about it.
This guy's going to go 1. He's going to go 2. We're going to get a run on quarterbacks. That's not true. And I've been saying this for the longest. I'm like, no, it's not true. The quarterbacks are – at a premium. But there's not a quarterback in this year's draft that I think is at a premium. If Bryce Young, you could stretch him and somehow widen him a little bit, he would be by far on everybody's board the number one choice. But because of his size, they're worried about his durability long term. Not short term, not for 12 weeks, but for 20 weeks in multiple seasons. So when you look at it, you go, okay, well, Bryce Young goes 2. Well, what about C.J. Stroud? Well, there's question marks about C.J. Stroud. There's question marks about Anthony Richardson. There's question marks about Will Levis. So when you get these top-notch quarterbacks, there's not a lot of question marks about them. That's why people are able to say he's the number one overall guy. You're not going to get this bickering back and forward and then guys sliding. So I wouldn't be shocked if for some weird reason, as bad as Indy needs a quarterback, they say, we might trade out of this spot and do something different. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yep. By the way, there is a 20-something-year-old quarterback who's great. We already know he's great, and he's available for Indy if they're interested, apparently, right? Lamar Jackson. And I love this false equivalency. Well, they've tried that already. No, they tried it with dudes who were washed up or not good. They never tried it with a premium superstar. Do the Kings have enough to stomp out a Warriors comeback? Jay, can they ride that beam?
Stomp out. Ride the beam. This guy. It's light the beam.
Trey.
Beam team.
Draymond, KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.